Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Hoppy, this is Hoppy Hour.
Ah, hello, how are you? It's amazing. This is Hoppy Hour. I'm your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you for the next hour. I think by this point you know the drill. But this podcast, this internet radio show, whatever the hell you want to identify it as, it's for the hardworking average Joe and James that grind in life. I don't care if you're hanging out in the Midwest or you're in Florida. While you're grinding at work and making it happen, Captain, I want to make my show make time go by, baby. You can always leave me a voicemail, and I will be sure to play it on the show. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We are heard on zradiolive.com every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central. And they just got picked up on the Odyssey app. So just even more places to listen to this flawless podcast. We're also on quadpod.com/Ryan Hoppy, QODPOD.com/Ryan Hoppy, and No Filter Network, nofilter.net. Hoppy Hour Life, baby. Oh, I got so much to plug. All right, I'm done. Oh, so this weekend was just a wonderful time. Everybody living in the past wanting boxing to be back by thinking that Floyd Mayweather and Logan Paul, a sociopathic, well, they're both sociopaths, but you have Floyd Mayweather, who has done horrendous things outside of the ring and is a pure piece of garbage, versus the more narcissist, not really sociopath, Logan Paul, that makes fun of people. And you thought that was going to be the fight that was going to bring back boxing? So let me get this in a row. A guy who is essentially a YouTube shock jock and a piece of garbage boxer who is a horrendous person outside of the ring. That was going to give you a good product. That was going to bring back the 90s. Got it. This is from RealBible.com. Floyd Mayweather admits that he robbed people who purchased his fight with Logan Paul. When it comes to legalized bank robbing, I'm the best. Oh, yeah. What a good person you are. We all should just bow down to you, you millionaire sociopath known as Floyd Mayweather. I love it, too. Like, everybody was so mad. Everybody was furious. Oh, the Logan Paul, Floyd Mayweather fight sucked. It was horrendous. It wasn't good. Do you hear yourself? Can you hear what's coming out of your brain? You were disappointed in a Floyd Mayweather, Logan Paul fight.
When it comes to legalized bank robbing, I'm the best. I changed my name from Pretty Boy Floyd
to Wife Beater.
When I changed it to Money Mayweather, I started making money.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to...
All right. Yeah, you got ripped off. That wasn't a good thing. That wasn't good at all. Oh, we're going to waste $50 to watch Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather.
Logan Paul goes 8 rounds in the ring against Floyd Mayweather. And
that's one thing you can't take away from Logan Paul. That is one thing you cannot rob him of. It's the fact that he was in the ring for 8 rounds with Floyd Mayweather, who was a bad dude. And I know I just made a wife beater joke, but he is a scumbag. And we all overlook it and pretend like it didn't happen. So for Logan Paul to go in the same ring as him actually shows he's got some cojones.
Doesn't get knocked out.
It's crazy. I did the impossible already.
Oh, geez.
On Sunday night, the YouTube star fought one of the greatest boxers of all time at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami Gardens, Florida.
Also, Floyd Mayweather, if you think about it, that makes sense why all his fights are boring as hell. Everybody goes, oh, he's undefeated because he's running away from everybody. I'm not saying I want to get into a ring when I'm not saying I want to hang out at a nightclub. I'll leave. But what I'm saying to you is seeing that fight with Floyd Mayweather and Logan Paul literally made sense to why Floyd Mayweather is undefeated. He just dances. He's got great defense. I'm not saying I want to take a punch from him. No, not at all. But I am saying he's a genius. He is robbing us if you pay for his fights.
Introducing Logan, the Maverick Paul.
It's weird when they're doing this and they're introducing Logan Paul. It's very bizarre. He's jumping up and down and like his man boobs are moving and it's just like very, I have a hard time paying attention.
Mayweather was clearly the better fighter, as was expected, but Paul utilized his huge height and weight advantage to lean on Mayweather and avoid taking more.
I can't get over Logan Paul's man boobs. Like whenever they're zooming in, they're going up and down. Like literally, if YouTube doesn't work out for Logan Paul and fighting, he can literally just make it rain.
Then one or two clean shots at a time from the former multi-division world champion.
Punch! I'm not saying I want to actually fight them, but they are professional boxers, so I will critique it from their angle. Ow, a punch! We're robbing everybody! Ow, a punch! We're robbing everybody! You got the point. I mean, they're literally making out. They're just hanging out, having a good time. And people paid $50 to $100 for this.
The 26-year-old social media star entered the ring well over 30 pounds bigger with a 6-inch reach advantage.
And Showtime, which airs Shameless, they should be so happy that they picked up this fight because they canceled Ray Donovan. Who the hell knows if Shameless is on TV anymore? And Dexter's been off for a while and Homeland just ended. So you know Showtime is freaking out a little bit because they're not as cool. They messed up Ray Donovan. They can't really do much right as a network when it comes to programming. So you know, when Showtime obtained that chance to show the Logan Paul, Floyd Mayweather fight, they knew as well, just like Floyd Mayweather said, that they were robbing us, but they were like, cha-ching.
And after playing mostly defense in the second round, he turned up the offense in the third.
Yeah.
Of course, it was known heading into the Showtime pay-per-view fight that no winner would be announced unless there was a knockout.
That was the genius part, too. So they both went in just not killing each other.
But after the fight, Mayweather had nothing but high praise for Paul.
Yeah, he survived against them. Now, I think if you were hanging out with him in a nightclub and you want to piss off Floyd Mayweather, I feel like that type of fighting, I feel like there's a side of Floyd Mayweather that we've never seen in the ring before. And everybody's just overlooking this. Everybody goes, why is Floyd Mayweather such a con artist? Why he's beating up women? He's the scum of the earth.
You got to realize.
Yeah.
I'm not 21 anymore.
Yeah, I'm just robbing you of money.
But it's good to move around with these young guys.
Hell yeah, I move around and I feel alive. Oh yeah, I got CTE and I'm a sociopath. Oh, mix that in a milkshake of chaos.
Test my skills just to have some fun.
Yeah, the way he talks is so robotic, like he's gonna beat your ass if you look at him for a second. Frightening.
Great young fighter, strong, tough.
He's more like a P.T. Barnum. Again, do I want to box against Logan Paul? Not really. I'm not really looking to get that opportunity. Hey, Logan Paul, you want to fight me? No. But at the same time, this is all a joke.
Better than I thought he was.
Despite what would have been a clear loss had judges been present, Paul was still pretty proud of his performance.
I would be too.
I don't want
to. And then imagine whoever he banged that night. Because after you're in a boxing match, you feel alive. So, you know, whoever he banged that night, he's like, we're going 7 rounds. And she's like, okay.
Anyone to tell me anything is impossible ever again.
Oh, geez.
And while the crowd.
You're on roids. That's what made it possible. The Wikipedia page of Floyd Mayweather. The Wikipedia page of Floyd Mayweather. Let me say it again. The Wikipedia. You got the point. The things that we don't talk about when it comes to Floyd Mayweather. Domestic violence and battery convictions. In 2002, Mayweather was charged with 2 counts of domestic violence and 1 count of misdemeanor battery. He received a 6-month suspended sentence and 2 days of house arrest and was ordered to perform 48 hours of community service. Totally no entitlement there when it comes to just getting 48 hours of community service. In 2004, I mixed that in Floyd. That was bizarre. Yeah, like in 2000, Floyd, no. In 2004, Mayweather was given a 1-year suspended jail sentence, ordered to undergo counseling for impulse control, and pay a $1,000 fine or perform 100 hours of community service after being convicted of 2 counts of misdemeanor battery against 2 women. Oh, but it goes on, sadly. In 2005, Mayweather pleaded no contest to a misdemeanor battery charge after hitting and kicking a bouncer in the face repeatedly, receiving a 90-day suspended jail sentence. So if he was any other average judge, be hanging out, you know, going to jail. But, oh, he's Floyd Mayweather. We're going to let him get away with it because he needs to get back into the ring. In September 2010, it was reported that Mayweather was sought by police after his former girlfriend filed a domestic battery report against him. Harris accused Mayweather of battery in the past, but those charges were dropped in 2005 after Harris testified that she had lied and Mayweather had not battered her. You hear that? After she testified that she had lied and that he had not battered her. Mayweather was taken into jail September 10th, 2010, but was released after posting $3,000 bail. It's like going to McDonald's for us and getting 10 bucks. Mayweather was initially charged with felony theft, 2 felony charges, 1 felony robbery charge, 1 misdemeanor domestic battery charge, and 3 misdemeanor harassment charges. Oh, but we're so surprised that he's a scumbag. How could Floyd Mayweather be such a bad dude? How could he rip off everybody of money? It's not like I just read 5 minutes of his criminal sheets. He's a bad dude. He's not a good person. And it's not like he's doing crimes where he's driving around high on heroin or whatever. Even though I don't think a boxer would be doing heroin. But what I'm saying is, these are crimes against women. These are crimes against other people. What a shocker. Floyd Mayweather is not a good person. Whoa. Call the press.
Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
I feel so alive right now, man. I feel good. I knew I would.
Happy Hour will be right back.
All right, this following segment, I'm right here though, is brought to you by FitSageFitness.com. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best workout trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. I wouldn't lie to you. Go to FitSageFitness.com. There you can sign up for workouts if you're in Tampa Bay. But don't freak out. Don't panic. If you're not in the Bay Area, you can always do virtual workouts. But you got to make it happen, Captain. FitSageFitness.com, fit_sage_fitness on Instagram.
Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Back to Hoppy Hour. He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hot Topic. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too. We'll be right back.
Rob Fannis.
Oh, yeah, I do. It's nice. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. Everyone's favorite part of the show. The segment that has integrity in class. See y'all in an ASS when it comes to Kardashian news.
Kardashian finally addressed her marriage issues on last night's episode of Keeping Up.
What's up,
an
Kim?
Episode that was filmed during the family's trip to Lake Tahoe at the beginning.
Ah, it sounds healthy. Oh, we're going to have a mental breakdown. Let's get it on camera.
Beginning of December. During a confessional, Khloe told the cameras, quote, Kim is dealing with so much right now, and it's tough because before we left, her and Kanye had this big fight.
Oh, yeah. What a good combination for Kim's mental health there. The ingredients to a disaster. First ingredient you have here is Kim Kardashian losing it. Second of all, she's trying to become a lawyer and cheating by taking the test, but not going to law school, and then she's failing. And then, on top of being on TV all the time and losing your test. Oh, geez, my neighbors are walking by. They probably think I'm loud. Also on that, you have to deal with Kanye West. So you're telling me Kim Kardashian's going to be crying when she's on TV? She's not really working out as a lawyer, and that's making her look dumb, even though she's not dumb? And she has to deal with Kanye? You're telling me, Khloe, that that would cause somebody to cry? Whoa.
After that, we see Kim hysterically crying and telling her sisters, quote, I just, like, honestly can't do this anymore. Why?
I felt that way this morning.
Am I still in this place where I'm stuck for years?
You should get over him, though. He was a dirtbag, Kanye. Oh, he's a talented guy. Let's excuse his bad behavior. All the Yeezy fans out there. He's just being artistic when he treats everybody badly. It's a part of his character. But if Kanye West was just some guy working at Boost Mobile or working at Winn-Dixie, if he were to treat people the way he treated people, that guy's a douchebag. But, he's one of the greatest rappers ever. Oh, it's a part of his artistic integrity, being a dirtbag to everybody.
Goes and moves to a different state every year. I have to be like together so I can raise the kids.
Yeah.
From there, Kim goes on to praise Ye for being a quote amazing dad.
Yeah, I don't think he's a bad guy. I just, he's crazy. Yes. And you're not.
And reveals she thinks he needs to be with someone who can support his every move.
Yeah, someone that's not on a big TV show and known for having sex with Ray J to get famous. You know, Kanye West needs somebody a little more wholesome.
And quote, follow him all over the place and move to Wyoming with him.
Yeah.
She goes on to admit she feels like a failure and a loser for wanting to end.
No. That's your mom.
In their marriage. So far this season, Kim has kept her marital issues off camera.
Now we're going to see her really go crazy. Because she's been hiding it, dude. She's not been showing it. She's been doing the perfectionism act. And she's all going to just... A new show on Hulu, I predict. Everyone's like, this is the last season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians on E. Yes. Do you hear what you just said? The last episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians on E! Network. They'll be back somewhere else.
Private. Ye even made a rare appearance in last week's episode for Kris Jenner's birthday celebration.
Hell yeah. Happy birthday, mama. Sex tape? Yeah, not at all. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. It's so healthy. So you have a tumultuous, I think that's the word, marriage with Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. There's the ups and the downs. So you know what you do in life? That just the common sense. You have a up and down relationship. Maybe it's just me because I'm a traditional, everyday, average Joe. Now, granted, I didn't have kids or get married to my ex, but I was engaged. But after we broke up, I never heard from her again. I wasn't hanging out with her. Hey, you want to hang out on Christmas? Again, I get that I'm not on ETV. I get I'm not a millionaire. I get I didn't have kids with her. But sometimes I wonder. Sometimes I debate in my head if all the mental health problems that the Kardashians go through is because they're hanging out with their exes all the time. Like the Kardashians celebrating Kanye's birthday. Like, and I get you want to have a happy divorce and you want to make sure that the kids are fine and they have a good family or whatever. I'm just saying to you, it's a little weird.
I feel like we are so blessed to have the best support system and the best family.
Yeah.
to really just support each other no matter what we're going through.
Do you hear how fake that sounds? To me, that sounds like somebody before they drank the Kool-Aid in the 90s when they were at that cult. I feel so amazing and so happy to be here. Where's the pill?
I feel like we are so...
Make sure you pull out. But if it's our last night on Earth, who cares?
I feel like we are so blessed to have the best support system and the best family to really just support each other.
We have the best family of all time. We have no problems here.
No matter what we're going through.
Yeah.
The Kardashians support each other through it all.
Oh, thank God.
And on Tuesday...
I was so worried. I've been debating in my head while driving down the road. Oh, are the Kardashians supporting each other? I really hope so.
Famous fam sent all their love to Kim Kardashian's estranged husband, Kanye West, on his 44th birthday.
Ah, time flies.
I'm just extremely happy. Can you tell by my face?
No, you're a weird guy, man.
Kris Jenner posted this snap with Kanye to her Insta story, wishing the rapper a happy birthday, while Khloe shared this pic with Kanye, her sister Kim, and her boyfriend Tristan Thompson.
Surprisingly, Thompson's not next to any side chicks. He was waiting on his, never mind.
Alongside the caption, quote, "Happy birthday to my brother for life. Have the best birthday, yay. Sending you love and endless blessings."
Hell yeah, let's celebrate our exes. Oh yeah, that's coming from Khloe, who has no integrity. Oh, Tristan, take me back a seventh time. Keep cheating on me. That Khloe has integrity? Nope.
And Kim, she slid into the comments of her sister's post with
She likes to slide in.
Single red.
Actually, that doesn't really make sense.
Balloon emoji.
At the end of the day, life is about being happy, being who you are.
How's that working out?
Of course, this all comes after the KKW beauty founder filed for divorce from Kanye after 6 years of marriage in February. A source.
Yeah. Oh, man. This sucks. Oh, poor Kardashians and Kanye. How are they going to survive?
Previously told ET that Kim wouldn't shy away from addressing her highly publicized marital issues on the 20th and final season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Got it.
I think he deserves someone that can go support his every move and go follow.
Then don't worry about Kanye. That's the other problem, is they have to act like they care about their exes for TV, so then they, in a way, become programmed to care about their exes for TV. But if they weren't on TV, they wouldn't care about their exes. Does that make any sense? Like, what I'm saying is, they're saying, oh, because Kanye needs somebody that can deal with his mania more. That's a Kim Kardashian problem, so cry on camera. But if she wasn't on camera, and if she wasn't on TV and famous, she'd be like, that's not my problem.
Oh, I'm all over the place and moved to Wyoming. I can't do that.
You guys are different people. This is orchestrated fake outrage.
He should have a wife that supports his every move and travel.
I mean, I've seen better acting in porn. Well, I guess that makes sense then.
With him and does everything, and I can't. I feel like a failure. Third marriage.
Look at your bank account. You're doing pretty good. I mean, literally.
Yeah, I feel like a loser.
Oh, jeez.
But I can't even think about that. Like, I want to be happy.
That's the thing, too. They're all chasing the high. Oh, the low, the high. The low. Oh, Jesus.
And during part one of the series finale, that's just what happened.
All right, I don't care. 856-49 Hoppy, even though I just played it for 3 minutes, so obviously I care enough. So then, Khloe Kardashian then puts up that birthday post, and then she gets criticized by the fans. And I thought this was the Kardashian clan that didn't care what anybody thought. Oh, we're independent feminists. We're independent. We don't need anybody to, have any validation. But then she's going after fans that are slamming her. So obviously you need a little bit of validation.
Khloe Kardashian is not here for a commentary about her family.
Well, why not? Just ignore it. They're losers behind Instagram and all these private accounts that would never say it to your face. So why are you freaking out, Khloe?
I'm not here to play games.
Oh,
the 36-year-old reality star wished Kanye West a happy birthday on Tuesday, posting this sweet snap to Instagram featuring Kanye, his estranged wife.
Yeah, we heard that. So what's going on here? Let me see here.
Oh, no.
She responded, writing, quote, why are you...
All right, let me rewind this a little a bit. Because let me rehearse everything. All right, here it is.
Is too petty for me. Your sister bond should be much more strong than feeling the need to say that. Your divorce was so...
So here is the comment from the hater.
Decided to reply to Kim, writing, quote, I'm sorry, Kim. The whole brother for life thing is too petty for me.
Yeah.
Your sister bond should be much more strong than feeling the need to say that. Your divorce was so hard on you, even the picture is just uncalled for. There is so many other pictures. Google could have been her friend.
Yeah. This dummy doesn't realize there's such thing as Getty Images, and you can't just use images off of Google. Aaliyah Martinez, 98. Someone that was born in 2000, or someone that was born in 1998. So we're gonna bow down to your opinion. Oh, you're an angel writing this nasty comment behind a keyboard. Actually, not a keyboard, more a typing pad on the iPad or iPod or whatever you're using. iPhone. I don't know why I said iPod. So you have Aaliyah Martinez typing this behind an iPhone or a smartphone. She would never say it to the face of Chloe, but Chloe's got to respond.
This wasn't cute, but I'm glad you're being strong through it all. Mm. And
and that's how you always end an insult on social media, by complimenting them. I think you're a piece of garbage. I have no respect for you at all, but I get why people like you. Or, you know, like in everyday conversation, humans go, I love that guy, but I'm going to trash him for 2 minutes. That's what that woman did in the social media comment.
Chloe, she didn't appreciate the commenter's 2 cents.
Yeah, why?
Oh, no. No. But
they would never say it to your face. Why do you care?
She responded, writing, quote, why are you even commenting on something you know nothing about? You don't think me and my sisters talk about one another's feelings?
No,
we are with one another every day. This
yeah,
is-
behind TV cameras. Mm-hmm. Literally cameras.
My family, not...
I mean, literally cameras since day one. Literally, your dad was a lawyer, and whoever the hell Chloe's father is, and then you guys were behind... Ray J was behind you. So you've always been on camera. Oh, jeez.
Not yours. Don't comment as if you are in the know unless you are actually in the know, weirdo.
Are you even in the know?
Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
After this break or whatever the hell we're doing, I'll tell you about how Kim really feels about Kanye West dating. Because what I do on this show is I do it in chronological order. So today I'm recording on Wednesday, June 9th. How is it June 9th? Time flies, whatever. But the first headline I played was from like June 5th or June 6th, one of those days. So I'm doing it in order because we're going to really dissect those Kardashians.
Oh, he got a fetus.
The one thing I have in common with them.
Oh, he got a fetus.
The one thing I have in common with them.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
But I'm right here. All right. This following segment was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company. When I tell you, because I'm a man of my words, I wouldn't lie to you. Life's too short. When I'm laying in the ground, I don't want to be remembered as somebody that lied to people. I'm an honest guy. So when I tell you that Tampa Bay Hot Sauce is the best hot sauce, the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company in the whole wide world, I'm a man of my words. And here's how you get it. TampaBayHotSauce.com there has all the locations of where you can purchase it in person. But don't freak out. Don't have a panic attack if you don't live in Florida. But then again, you should be having a panic attack because you don't live in Florida. But what I'm saying is you can order online. So if you don't live in Florida, don't worry. TampaBayHotSauce.com. However the hell you obtain the hot sauce. Hey, man, if you're scared to leave the house in Florida, which makes sense. Have you seen the roads? And you want to purchase it online, TampaBayHotSauce.com. But here's what you got to do. When you get the hot sauce, tag at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce and at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Let us know what you cook up.
Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour. Is your significant other driving you nuts? The self-proclaimed expert Ryan Hoppy will listen to your problems at 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-49-HOPPY.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Yes, ma'am. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio and RyanHoppyRadio.com, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. I think you got the point. I think you were able to put two and two together that all my social media is Ryan Hoppy Radio. But then you would be incorrect because my Snapchat is Hoppy Radio. I'm confused too. All right. How Kim Kardashian really feels about Kanye West that he's dating again. I'm going to go. She's totally happy for him, even though inside she's crying.
Kim Kardashian is focusing on work and her children.
In life, what I've learned is you just kind of have to go with it.
Yeah, it makes sense because either you're going to go with it or life will go with you and then you'll die someday not accomplishing anything.
After rumors have been swirling that Kanye West has moved on to someone new, a source tells ET she isn't concerned on her ex's dating life.
Ah, that's what you're gonna say. But if you're crying on TV saying Kanye doesn't have the right woman and he only needs to go to Wyoming, if you're crying on TV, then you're definitely affected by it. Because your ego goes, I couldn't be the one for him. It bothers you. It kills you inside. But here's the thing. Oh, you can sit behind your official statement from you and your lawyer and your publicist and that porn director known as Kris Kardashian. And you can sit behind every written thing and go, oh, I have no problem with Kanye West banging someone else. No. You do.
I don't know where these rumors come from.
She has, quote, more...
The rumors come from our publicist that leaked it to TMZ.
These rumors come from...
She has, quote, more important things to deal with.
Like this law degree that's not really working out, this career not really happening.
And is really focused on her family. In February, the mom of four...
Well, that's good. Man, she's got four kids.
Pew, 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 pew.
Filed for divorce from the rapper after 6 years of marriage.
It seemed like longer, didn't it? It seemed like it was like 10 years. Man.
The two share 7-year-old North, 5-year-old Saint, 3-year-old Chicago, and 2-year-old Song. The source says their kids spend the majority of their time with mom, and she's...
The majority, not majority. It's the word is majority. Why am I making fun of the way someone says a word?
Old Song. The source says their kids spend the majority of their time with mom, and she's making sure they get a lot of family time, saying, quote, Kim is really going out of her way to make sure the kids are preoccupied at all times, ensuring that they are busy and keeping them living in the moment.
But where's the father?
Kim has more control over their schedules. If Kanye does see them, Kim will have a say in what that entails.
No wonder he's out banging someone else. She ain't let him see the kids.
The source admits things can get overwhelming for Kim, but the support from...
Yeah, because she's a perfectionist. Everything needs to be perfect.
Her family and loved ones has been a game changer.
Yeah.
I feel like we are so blessed to have the best support system in the...
Oh, you got the best support system around. That's why you're not letting the dad allegedly see his kids. Oh, the support system of a mother that would kind of hide the kids from the dad. Oh, I want to be a part of that support system. Yeah. Forget about an example of an all-American father and mother that go to all the sport games, and even though they got a divorce, they're there to support their kids. Forget dad. You know, prototypical, everyday, average Joe support. No. You want to have a mom like Kim Kardashian that's kind of pushing Kanye to the side because he's getting laid.
Best family. To really just support each other.
Yeah, so support each other. Support each other.
No matter what we're going through.
Got it.
But she's finding it difficult to move on from their split, and their divorce is still pretty emotional.
But I thought you had no problem with him. You do. You can say all you want. I don't know why my mic went like this. But you can say all you want. Oh, I'm totally over him. You're not. It takes you like about 2 years to get over somebody. And then when you... Okay, so for me, when I got dumped and I heard my ex is just laying the pipe, called having sex. There's nothing wrong with that. But when I heard she was out and about, I was like, oh, I thought she was going to wait until she died to have sex again. I was so good in the bedroom. How would I ever be replaced, even though she was the one that dumped me? So the flip-flop version is, you know, Kim Kardashian dumped Kanye. She's like, he's not going to get laid for a while. I'm the best of all time, even on that sex tape. Then Kanye West is out and about getting laid. She's like, no, I'm pretty emotional and not fully resolved. But in our public statement, we're going to say everything's dandy because we want everybody to believe us.
Not fully resolved, the source says. Mm. If you remember, Kim broke down in tears
all
over
all right, her- so that's the latest. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Man, it is just tiring, bro. It's just all this drama. Sometimes I feel like I need to wash my hands. You know, I just kind of, you know, you feel dirty after reporting about them. You're like, get the soap. Let's wash your hands. I feel a little better now. Really scrub it. Man, those Kardashians, man. It's like during the summer back in the day, your mom's like, help me plant some flowers. Never happened. You know, when your mom's like, hey, get on your knees, dig up some dirt and plant some flowers. Never happened. That's what I feel like when I'm reporting about the Kardashians, about the time that I never planted plants, but I'm using it as an analogy. It's like you got all the dirt in your hand, touched some of the roots in the ground, saw some of the worms. If you're at the beach, you saw some of the crabs. Then you got to wash your hands because you feel all dirty. That's how I feel after reporting about that family. 856-49-HOPPY. So when you talk about the Kardashians, you feel like you're kind of like in the dirt and you need to wash your hands. I don't know what the analogy would be for Chrissy Teigen. I feel like I need to jump into a pool of hand sanitizer after I talk about this dummy.
Chrissy Teigen reportedly won't be joining Never Have I Ever after all.
Never have I ever treated somebody with respect. But because I say I treat people with respect on social media, people believed me until the allegations came out. Never have I ever been genuine.
Chrissy Teigen reportedly won't be joining Never Have I Ever after all.
No.
The TV personality and cookbook author has stepped down from a planned voiceover role on one episode of Mindy Kaling's Netflix comedy, a spokesperson for the show told multiple outlets over the weekend.
And you know, first things first, rest in peace, Dr. Phil, Uncle Phil. That was a J. Cole lyric. I got it wrong now, so I let J. Cole down. First things first. With Chrissy Teigen, you know this cookbook is okay. It makes pretty good wifey meals. Nothing special. It's kind of bland. Kind of like her personality. But it's pretty good. Tastes pretty good. What I'm saying is I feel like her cookbook is probably recipes you can get on Tumblr for free. But oh, because Chrissy Teigen slapped her name on the front of it. Oh, it's worth every single penny. And second of all, Chrissy Teigen getting canceled is the funniest thing ever. She was the authority on all things human rights. And then she's bullying a 17-year-old 10 years ago. But because I portrayed myself as so perfect and used big words to trash a president, that was pretty easy to make fun of. I was the authority on everything in this short lifetime.
Neither Chrissy nor her reps have issued public comment as of Saturday.
Yeah, what are they going to say? Chrissy Teigen was always first to rip into somebody else on social media. But when it comes to her, we're just going to be quiet and sweep it right under the rug.
The part is expected to be recast, and further details about Chrissy's exit remain unclear.
Oh, you need to find a replacement for Chrissy Teigen? Just hang out in Los Angeles and go, hey, you want to be on a TV show? It's the same thing.
Here. The news.
Oh, but she's married to John Legend and got famous young. Oh, but is she any different than any other person? Whatever you identify as in Los Angeles. The same could go for someone like Scott Disick. You could literally walk down Hollywood Boulevard. You could literally walk down Beverly Hills. That's where I want to be. And you could literally find somebody that would be just as good on camera like Scott Disick and Chrissy Teigen. Oh, that'd be a weird sex tape.
Weeks after the 35-year-old apologized to Courtney Stodden following accusations that she bullied the model online a decade ago.
Oh, but Chrissy Teigen is such a victim of bullying. She's never done it before. I'm such a perfect person because I say so.
In an interview with the Daily Beast in May, Courtney, who recently came out as non-binary, claimed that Chrissy had previously sent direct messages telling them to end their life.
Oh, but Chrissy, you're such a perfect person, right? You're such an angel. You're such a good role model to everybody out there. Oh, but you were caught doing something? Oh, it's sweeping under the rug.
Courtney, now 26, was a teenager at the time. Chrissy apologized in a lengthy Twitter thread, expressing remorse for her past actions and explaining...
Oh, if you were so sorry, you would have addressed it. Because you've been on all these roundtable shows, Chrissy. You've done all these live videos on social media where you act like, hey, I'm an open book. You can ask me anything. So if she was really sorry about how she treated Courtney 10 years ago, she would have addressed it and had a live stream with Courtney. But the only reason you wrote these lengthy tweets, which of course you would say sorry on Twitter, you want clout, you hack... The only reason she addressed it is because Courtney said something. She says, sorry as a dead rat.
Meaning that she wanted to issue public remarks on the matter after attempting to contact Courtney.
Hey, Courtney, I know I'm caught now. I'm sorry.
Writing, not a lot of people are lucky enough to be held accountable for all their past bullshit in front.
You mean the same past BS that you didn't think would ever come out? I mean, if this is something she was doing 10 years ago to a 17-year-old, what else has she done? Oh, but I thought Chrissy Teigen was such an angel.
...of the entire world. I'm mortified and sad at who I used to be.
Who I used to be? Oh, now you're just a perfect person. If you were such a perfect person and such a role model, again, you ought to have brought it up.
I was an insecure, attention-seeking troll.
I mean, that's you now.
Hoppy, 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 this is Hoppy Hour.
I don't know.
Shut up!
Why does that keep going off? I don't know, though.
Shut up!
If you can tell that I don't like Chrissy Teigen, I think it might be evident. I don't know if it really comes through the radio waves. I don't know if you can tell.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
But I'm right here. This following segment, man. Oh, I got so many sponsors. No, I don't have a drinking problem. I meant show sponsors. This following segment has been brought to you by Rich Keeley Master Barbershop. Oh, he's a master at that barbershop. It's at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard. Right next door to that lovely McDonald's. So here's the deal. Here's how you sign up for a nice cut at Rich Keeley Master Barbershop. You go to richkbarber.com. You sign up for an appointment. You go, hey, do I want a beard trim? Do I want a haircut? Do I want life advice? It's all there. All the choices at richkbarber.com. You schedule the appointment. Warning in advance. There's going to be some weeks, because Rich is so legit, that he's not going to have any time. So you got to schedule early. Early. Trust me. I've had to wait 5 days for a haircut. I'm like, damn it, but it's worth it. richkbarber.com. You sign up for an appointment, and when you go there, it's Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, and you tell him I sent you, he will hook you up.
Hoppy, 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 this is Hoppy Hour.
This is also being brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. Oh, they're the best printing company in all the Bay Area. Business cards, posters, yard signs, whatever the hell you need. And listen, if you would have gone to WestchasePrinting.com before you heard about this on this live read, DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram would have hooked you up. Oh, he would have given you a good deal. But because I'm telling you to go to WestchasePrinting.com, when you get that invoice, he's going to hook you up.
Hoppy, 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 this is Hoppy Hour. Listen to Hoppy Hour by searching Hoppy Radio on your favorite podcasting platform. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour. His Midwest accent and rants are like endorphins for your workout.
Duh.
You are listening to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Man, I'm only 44 minutes in, man. Time is going by slow. 16 minutes left of this adventure.
Out. Hoppy is about to rant.
So Kanye has dropped his first product for his partnership with Gap. It's a blue.
Wow, I had my mic off. What a professional I am. Wow. 2005 called. Kanye West is at Gap. Oh man, bring your flip phone.
Puffer bubble jacket. It's $200. It's really, really cute. And this
bubble jacket. What a genius. You can get this at any homeless shelter for $5. Oh, but it's got the word Yeezy on it. Oh, we need it.
This is like the official.
I mean, literally, you could walk around in a box like you're some homeless person in Ybor City, and if Kanye West puts the word Yeezy on it, woohoo!
First article of clothing that anybody has seen from the line. It's going to make Gap like the go-to cool brand.
Yeah, man. All you got to do is get a rapper from 15 years ago for a company that mattered 15 years ago. And voila, you got a solution to make Gap relevant again.
You're excited about a puffy jacket?
This, y'all, I knew y'all wasn't going to like it.
You can't. All right, I don't need you guys debating. I'm here. I'm the authority talking. Mm-hmm. Drake Bell's ex-girlfriend speaks out about his latest arrest. I'm so surprised. Drake Bell seemed like such a good guy. He's from the show Drake and Josh. He's a sociopath. He's driven drunk before. He's had other arrests. So you're telling me he had another one? Whoa, a washed up hack. Oh, wow. Whoa, let's take in this moment. I finally lost breath. I walked over my words. I was so close to getting that out perfectly. I'm always throwing out so many jokes at once, so many insults at once that I'm trying to keep up with my brain. And I finally, I crashed. The plane of my brain crashed. There is the official rewind button. So you're telling me that Drake Bell, somebody who has all these issues in the past, this hack former child actor, that's what I was trying to say. You're telling me that he would have another arrest? Whoa, call the news.
Drake Bell's ex-girlfriend breaks her silence on his recent arrest for child endangerment.
Whoa.
After accusing him of physical abuse just last year. Let's get into it.
Alrighty.
In a shocking twist of events, Drake Bell was arrested and charged for attempted endangerment.
It's not really shocking. I mean, it's sad, it's creepy, but to me, it would be shocking if Joe Biden got accused of this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Events, Drake Bell was arrested and charged for attempted endangering of children and disseminating matter harmful to juveniles in Cleveland, Ohio last week.
What I want to know is why the hell is Drake Bell in Cleveland?
According to local authorities, both incidents allegedly took place back in 2017, but Drake pleaded not guilty and posted a $2,500 bond, ordering him to refrain from contacting the alleged victim.
I would hope you wouldn't reach out to them, creep. I love how when they're doing these reports and it's not completely confirmed, because it has to go into the court of law and lawyers that will pay it off. I love when they really overpronounce the word alleged to let you know that it's not official. The alleged complaints. The alleged criminal complaint. The alleged accusations. Like, they got to really pronounce the alleged to let you know they said it. This is all alleged. Because, like, if they don't say alleged really long, then it's like they didn't even say it. You know what I mean?
The court records reveal that the alleged victim
alleged.
Is a Canadian.
You hear this? Alleged.
Records reveal that the alleged victim.
Alleged. This is getting irritating. Wait a minute. Alleged.
The court records reveal that the alleged victim is a Canadian woman who was 15 years old at the time of the incidents.
No big deal. I just Drake Bell being a creep. It is a big deal. I'm being serious. What I'm saying is, I think a lot of these child actors, they never really grow up out of being a child because they don't really have a childhood. And I think he probably is attracted to 15-year-olds because he probably feels like a 15-year-old because he probably began getting famous at 15 and never really grew up from it.
And that she had.
But that's all alleged.
That supposedly established a relationship.
Supposedly.
Relationship with Drake several years prior to attending his concert in December of 2017.
So if she was 15 in 2017 and he was talking to her prior, she's 14, 13, went to the playground. And I was like, hey, how are you? What a bad, bad dude. Oh, but he's Drake Bell and it's going to get paid off in court.
And that it was while at this concert in a Cleveland nightclub that Drake, quote, violated his duty of care and, in doing so, created a risk of harm to the victim, according to the prosecutors.
Got it.
It was also stated in the documents that Drake had also allegedly sent the victim inappropriate social media messages. Drake is due back in court on the 23rd of June, and his attorneys released the following statement to CNN. All facts will be revealed in the courtroom.
What, that he's a sociopathic creep?
There is no additional comment at this time.
Oh, now, what a deep comment. Oh, he totally doesn't sound guilty. All the info will come out that he's guilty. But at this time, there's no additional comment. Wow. You guys sound so innocent. Ah, this won't be proven guilty.
As you may recall, Drake also came under fire around this time last year after an ex-girlfriend named Melissa Langefeld, who also goes by Jimmy Ono, went public with her accusations against him. Melissa first opened up about her turbulent relationship with Drake in a TikTok video in August of 2020, where she claimed that he was extremely aggressive towards her when they lived together.
Not a surprise.
Melissa went on to explain that she had been dating Drake since she was 16 and that it wasn't until a year after she moved in that all the verbal abuse started.
He's a sociopath. He brought her in. He, in a way, groomed her. Seems like he's doing it a lot. Where he's charming at first. And this is what sociopaths do. They plant a seed. That sounds weird. But what I'm saying is, like, they began nice. They're superficial. They're really friendly. And then they start doing crazy things. But, oh, I'm going to gaslight you. You're not used to me just freaking out at the house, mad that I've been irrelevant for 14 years. But that's acceptable. That's what you signed up for in his relationship. That's what sociopaths do, man. That's what they do.
She said, quote, imagine the worst verbal abuse you could ever imagine. And that is what I got. And of course.
Yeah, he's going to be like, oh, you're a dirty, rotten piece of garbage. But, baby, I mean it in a genuine way. Because I was on the show, Drake and Josh, I have the right to talk to you like that, you dirty, rotten imbecile. That's how I imagine him being. She's got this entitlement. I was on Drake and Josh 15 years ago. Like, they'll be eating dinner, and he'll be like, man, this the smell of this vegan meal you made reminds me of this time they brought food on the Drake and Josh set. Like, he seems like he's always thinking, I'm a big deal. I was on Drake and Josh.
According to Melissa, things took a turn for the worse as it escalated into physical abuse that included hitting and throwing.
And where the hell are these charges about that?
At the pinnacle of it, he dragged me down the stairs of our house in Los Feliz.
And where are these charges? He's a woman beater, allegedly. Allegedly.
My face hit every step on the way down.
Yeah.
I have photos of this.
Okay.
Melissa ended her video saying, I don't even want to get into the underage girls thing.
Yeah, that's a man, I don't even know what to say. Like, again, there's got to be some aura, some energy, some universal weird vibes that come from working in Nickelodeon. You have Dan Snyder, that creepy producer. I believe that's his name. And then you have the guy that made Ren and Stimpy, which is a great show. I can't hate on Ren and Stimpy here. I really dig it. But you have that guy being a creep. There's got to be some energy that's going around Nickelodeon. And then didn't the guy that was helping create NSYNC, he was a creep. It seems like, and then poor Britney Spears went through everything. And Joe Jackson wasn't great to Michael Jackson. It seems like there's this overall theme that being famous at a young age is probably not good for you. I'm going to go on a limb here. I'm not the authority on this because I wasn't a child actor. I can't really relate to it, but I'm going to go on a limb. I'm going to go on the edge of that cliff. I'm going to go on that much of a limb. Like, my feet are almost about to fall off the mountain. That's how much of a limb I'm on. And say that it's probably not good to be a famous person at 15.
I mean, I will, but I'm scared. After her video went viral, Melissa also posted alleged messages from Drake's other ex-girlfriends.
Good, cancel him. He's been canceled since 2007 now.
Peyton and Jillian.
Now we gotta cancel him in real life.
Claiming they had gone through similar situations with him. Drake went on to release a statement to media outlet Variety. Categorically denying all of Melissa's accusations.
Could you imagine if he came out and actually said it? He would then have integrity.
The message in part.
I mean, not good integrity. Not that I would want to have that integrity. But be like, I'm going to work on my anger. But the fact that he's like, oh, I didn't do any of this. Get the hell out of here, you dirtbag. Burn in hell.
Red. I never abused my ex-girlfriend or did so many of the other things Melissa falsely claimed on her TikTok video. Mm-hmm. As our relationship ended more than a decade ago, we unfortunately both called each other terrible names.
That's all you did. Oh, you're a witch, replaced the W with a B. Oh, you're a prick, replaced the PR with a D. That's all I did was just calling each other names. You poopy head, you dirtbag. No. This is just this sociopath gaslighting or making her go, did this really happen? Because Drake Bell is an awful person. When it's all said and done. And you know when you're about to die and they say you have a little bit of a highlight reel of your life. Drake Bell is such a sick person that his highlight reel is going to be, I was so innocent and I was a victim, even though he's a dirtbag. The final part of the show, the marathon. I don't really have time to read all these headlines. Prince Harry got Queen Elizabeth's blessing for his new kin. Oh, good. Oh, but I thought you hated your family, you phony baloney. Someone from the royal family being phony baloney? This next headline is riveting. Eva Longoria is sick of eating Flaming Hot Cheetos. Relatable.
Hey, Eva, how you doing?
Aw, yeah! It's Eva Longoria, actress.
2007 called. And so did Tony Parker.
Author, philanthropist, and lady who's sick to death of eating Flaming Hot Cheetos!
Oh, God.
That'll make sense in a second. Also, you can't actually deposit those giant checks, just FYI.
Got it.
So we got Eva Longoria leaving me baldy. She's directing a movie about the man who allegedly invented Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Yes, the legends speak of a janitor who bravely pitched Flaming Hot Cheetos to the bigwigs and went on to become...
successful... snack man. I don't know.
Oh my God.
So since Eva's directing this movie about him, we asked her,
how many bags of Flamin' Hot Cheetos have you taken down since you started directing that movie?
Yeah, take down those bags.
That's too many to count. It's just odd that they're...
Oh man, riveting headlines here. Because I'm a riveting person. Oh, I'm so talented. David Schwimmer and Jennifer Aniston hug in a Friends reunion picture. Oh, the breaking news. Call the press. They took a picture together. Also, this one I got to play the news clip for. Just even more proof that you should check the hard drives and the background checks of all the Duggars in that family, not just Josh.
Jill Duggar is getting ahead of the haters. The former TLC star preemptively defended herself when she shared a photo of her dog eating her breast milk.
Ah, tasty.
The 30-year-old took...
Weirdo. The Duggar's being weird. Whoa. Never saw that coming.
Instagram takes...
Neither did they, and that's why they keep popping out kids.
Explained that she pulled, quote, last teeny bottle of breast milk in the freezer after a couple of years because her 3-year-old son, Samuel, wanted to try it. Quote, it didn't look or smell bad when I thawed it out, so I let... Him try it. As expected, he didn't like it after trying a couple of sips.
Yeah, I don't think it tastes good. Hey, can I get a glass of breast milk with the pancakes? No one really goes around asking for breast milk.
She wrote. So instead of tossing the milk out, Jill, who was also mom to 6-year-old son, Israel.
All right, I don't care. That's weird. This next headline reeks of daddy issues.
Looks like Scott Disick and girlfriend Amelia Hamlin are turning up the heat.
Bet their parents approve of this.
On Sunday, the 38.
But then again, maybe she's doing it because they never paid attention.
8-year-old posted a sultry snap of his model girlfriend in a...
It shows her naked in front of his bookshelf. Oh, Scott Disick's got to let us know. I got a beautiful girlfriend and I'm right next to a bookshelf. Because did you know? I'm really smart and I read books.
Bra and thong set from behind on his Instagram story with the caption, a little higher, almost there.
I bet their parents are like, woohoo!
After a fan reshared the hot...
And then her face is like, cannot compute why I'm here. Like, she just looks very blank.
Shot, Amelia gave fans a more permanent peek at her steamy lingerie set. With
weird, man.
She shared a series of sizzling photos to her Instagram feed. The hot couple's relationship doesn't seem to be slowing down.
Maybe I'm being too harsh. Nah, this is how the relationship's gonna end.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
I caught you, Gar. Oh, Jesus, man. Caught you, Gar, this speech, man. talking for an hour really drives you crazy. Take two. I caught you off guard. You thought I was going to be nice about Scott Disick, and then I played a car crash sound effect, which then again, I can kind of relate to. It's my career in 1 second. Here I am. I'm on air. And no, I'm not. I'm not leaving. This following segment is brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. Oh, yeah. He's great. He's the best of all time. No one's going to keep him down. He's the best of all time. No one's going to keep him down. At AmirAcademy.com. He's in St. Petersburg. And when I tell you he's the best trainer around, I'm a man of my words, bro. All righty. We got some more news to get into. But I forgot to press this button.
Happy Hour will be right back.
But no, I'm here. I'm not leaving. I don't think. I mean, I got nowhere else to go. And you want to hit me up?
This should be played at high volume.
Really, yeah, let's party.
In a residential area.
Let's piss off a residential area. Let's not do that. I don't want to get the cops called.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
I will not.
Shut up.
Fine. No. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. Tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. I respond to everybody for the most part, unless you're really mean. So hit me up. Ah, we got some NBA to talk about. The National Basketball Association. The best sport of all time. Debatable. They play it on a hardwood court. Utah Jazz point guard Donovan Mitchell lights up Los Angeles Clippers in game one. Paul George struggles. Whoa. Paul George choking in the playoffs. Man, they should get Torrey Black out there. It's unbelievable with these players like Paul George. It's got to be something in their brain because he could easily put up 35 points and get a close to a triple-double. But he's just, every year, if he was on the Pacers, and I know back in the day he wasn't going to be the Heat or whoever he was playing in the first round, but throughout all of Paul George's career, he's better at knocking up strippers than he is showing up in the playoffs. Google it. It's infuriating. He makes all that money. He's playing in the second or third biggest city on this continent, a major market. I get it. It's not the Lakers, but it's like, bro, what are you doing? And then they had that shot at the end, and he passes it to Kawhi. And it's like, you guys are being paid millions. You're superstars. Take the shot. And then you see Donovan Mitchell, who's got really nothing to lose, even though they're a first seed. But no one's really counting on the Utah Jazz. And he just does his thing. Mitchell scored 45 points to lead the Jazz to a 112-109 win. Paul George shot 4 for 17. Oh, man. Paul George, what a weird guy. It's got to be something in his brain. I don't know if he needs like Klonopin or something to calm him down, but like, bro, like he's so awkward in the playoffs when he's shooting the jump shot. It's like, you do it. Like, you got the talent to do it, bruh. Why aren't you doing it, bruh? 856-49-HOPPY. Joel Embiid, what a fascinating guy. Not really. Joel Embiid, what a cool guy. Not at all. Kind of. Joel Embiid, center for the Philadelphia 76ers, talks playing with knee injury. I'm going to give everything I got. But then you're going to hurt yourself. This 76ers team is bizarre. They got some players you never heard of that are shooting threes. Woohoo! They got Seth Curry shooting threes. Woohoo! Joel Embiid's playing a lot of minutes. Here's why the 76ers team will crash. I get that Joel Embiid's basically put up 80 points in two games around 79. Last night he put up 40. Previous game he put up like 38. I think that's the math. But this team will never go as far as it could because Ben Simmons is so awkward. The dude can't make free throws. So what if they follow him at the end of a game that's very important? This is going to be like how Cody Parkey was the problem for the Bears a few years ago, missing those field goals when it mattered. So then in the playoffs, he missed the field goal. Ben Simmons, again, is like a Paul George. When it matters, it's like, bro, you got all the talent in the world. Shoot the ball, get a layup, do something. And I get I'm sitting on my couch critiquing these athletes, so I probably don't have any room to talk. But you're being paid millions. Do something, bro. Also in the NBA, Tom Thibodeau named Coach of the Year. You're never going to do anything other in the playoffs, but you got a participation trophy. Woohoo! Even though Monty Williams on the Phoenix Suns should have got it. But no, Tom Thibodeau got the New York Knicks to above 500. Wow! Woo! Congratulations, bro. You want a cookie? Also in the NBA here from ProBasketballTalk.com. Nikola Jokic wins NBA MVP. Woohoo! I don't know why I don't find him likable. He was drafted out of the second round. While he was being drafted, it was so late in the game that they were airing a Taco Bell commercial while he was drafted. So he's coming from really nothing. He's proving everybody wrong. But it's just his mannerisms, dude. He's so unlikable. Speaking of unlikable, but talented, just like Nikola Jokic. LeBron James to change Laker number to 6. Same number he wears in Space Jam 2. Yeah, that's where LeBron James's head is at now. He's not really worried about winning in the playoffs. He's caring about Toon Squad. Oh, man. I'm going to give up with the Lakers and not just give it all I have like Damian Lillard did for the Trailblazers. You know you're not going to win the series, but I'm going to give it my all. Yeah, LeBron's like, I give up. I'm more worried about Toon Squad. Keeping Daffy Duck happy. Mm-hmm. Because we're going to make a woke movie. All right, we got the final round here. I don't know why I called it the final round. I've been kind of doing that for the last few minutes. Lana Rhodes claims Brooklyn Nets player took her on a date and brought her along another girl with him as a backup option. Wow. Famous adult film actress Lana Rhodes claims she went on a date with a Brooklyn Nets player during a recent trip to New York. You notice how I said, I almost said New Jersey Nets because I'm just so used to that. Like all 500 Brooklyn Nets fans are happy that they're just dominating the playoffs right now. Lana Rhodes went on to say that the day went bad when he brought along another girl as a backup option. And there's rumors. It's nothing confirmed like that guy said in that previous clip. It's alleged, but that it was maybe. It would never be, but it was maybe Kevin Durant. Yeah, what a surprise. She went on the Three Girls, One Kitchen podcast. Oh, I love that show. She claims a Nets player who was trying to hook up with her invited her and her friends to a game and put them in a skybox. After game, Rhodes said they all went out to dinner and she quickly began to not be into him because he brought another girl as a backup option. Mm-hmm. A lot of these NBA players, I think, don't realize that even though you're in porn, and just like Kevin Durant, she takes shots for a living. Too easy. That they're human beings as well. And she's like, I have sex with 3 to 7 to 19 people on camera for money. I want to just go on a date one-on-one. She said she left in the middle of the dinner because the day was boring and she didn't have chemistry with the player. We ended up leaving dinner, not that because of the situation, because I didn't want to pay for the bill. I made that part up. You're already friend-zoned. I don't give an F who you're talking to. The day was really boring. I don't want to be mean, but me and this guy just didn't click. Yeah, it sounds like Kevin Durant. But it's all alleged. It totally wouldn't be Kevin Durant. Wrong button. It totally wouldn't be Kevin Durant. All right, I'm getting a headache. I hope you're not. Tekashi 6ix9ine ruthlessly mocks rapper Lil Durk after his brother was shot and killed in Chicago. Ah, man. Tekashi 6ix9ine's got to have a great security team. That dude is just protected. Also, rapper The Big Homie taken and faces 10 years in prison after showing off gun during IG live video. Oh, wow. Was it worth it? Oh, look at me and my guns. Oh, anybody that's got a gun that's got to show off that they have a gun has a small penis. Wow, look at me and my guns, bro. You know I got guns. And it's okay to have one to protect your family or yourself. But when you begin going, look at me and my guns. I just think about you driving a Hummer thinking you need a Magnum condom when you don't. Finally, Shailene Woodley talks about relationship with Aaron Rodgers. We were meant to be together. What? To be with a guy that doesn't have a relationship with his parents? Oh, that relationship's going to just end and just them laying next to each other on the ground in some graves. Oh, that's just going to be ever and ever, forever and ever. A relationship with an NFL quarterback with the integrity and personality of a dead rodent who doesn't talk to his family. Wow, what a guy with character that hangs out with Miles Teller. Wow. Maybe I'm just jealous that I wasn't invited to the party.
Hoppy, 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 this is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over.
And like that, he's gone.